easy. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, European stock markets have followed Asia in opening sharply lower in response to President Trump's import tariffs. The German DAX was down nearly 10% at one point, while the FTSE 100 was down more than 5%. Mr. Trump has insisted he will not back down despite the massive sell-offs. Financial analyst Alice Hain has been following this morning's developments.
The markets are in meltdown this morning. And, you know, we're still reeling from Donald Trump's tariffs. And he's warned that foreign governments are going to have to pay a lot of money to lift these tariffs. So we've got shockwaves going through the global economy. And the MSCI Asia Pacific Index has plunged the most in over 16 years today. So Chinese shares led a broad and deep sell-off on concerns over the trade war's impact on the global economy.
Keir Starmer is to set out a series of reforms to support the car industry as it deals with the new tariffs regime. He'll relax targets for electric vehicle sales and also extend the time that hybrids can be sold. Paramedics have spent the equivalent of 137 years waiting outside of England's hospitals in the last 8 months. Figures seen by Classic FM show the 15-minute target for handing over patients has been missed 2 million times over that period. Ministers say they're working to address the completely unacceptable delays. The annual rise in pensions and benefits takes impact from today. The new state pension goes up by 4.1%, making it worth £230 a week to match rising wages, while benefits go up by 1.7%, which was the inflation rate last September. And data from the Halifax suggests that the average house price fell by more than £1,500 last month. The average value of a UK home in March was £296,699. A look at today's weather. Another bright and sunny day for most. Some lingering frost and fog will clear, with highs eventually of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Dom, and welcome back to your proper place at the head of our hours. Welcome all, indeed, to a spectacular April Monday. Let's start with this Vaughan Williams.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you. You're listening to Classic FM.
That is a piece called Returning to You by Alexis French, played by Alexis French, with some strings, but I don't see them credited here, so they'll just have to, well, we'll make up who we thought they were, perhaps. Before that, we heard Fantasia on Greensleeves by Vaughan Williams. Andrew Manser was conducting the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, good morning, and welcome to Classic FM. I'm Alexander Armstrong. Thank you for joining me. How very lovely it is to be with you this Monday morning. How was your weekend? Full of glorious continent-beating temperatures, I think I heard someone saying. Well, I hope you were able to find the time and space to make the most of it all. And, well, now spring has actually charged in and set itself up so admirably. Perhaps it is time for another composite picture of the season from around the country. So why don't you tell me this morning what you can see outside your window? Text me on 61812, or you can email via classicfm.com. And I very much look forward to hearing how spring is starting to look from top to bottom of the kingdom. Now, the music to sweeten this hour includes Weber's Invitation to the Dance and Hugo Alfvén's The Mountain King. And at 10:30, of course, we shall have the first clue in another week's Famous Five. First, though, something absolutely perfect for this morning. This is from Bach's Cantata number 208.
Thank you.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Fourth movement of Hugo Alfvén's The Mountain King, and that was the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra under Neeme Järvi. And ahead of that, the beautiful voice of Magdalena Kozina, lovely, with music of Floria under Marek Stinkel. And that was Bach's Sheep May Safely Graze. Good morning, AA. Everybody's leaping to this, which is wonderful. I can see a gloriously sunny St. Michael's Mount outside my window. You're writing from Marazine. How lovely. It's a lovely start to a holiday here in Cornwall. Kate, this is wonderful. Well, I hope the holiday continues in exactly the same vein. Heidi and Paul, how nice to hear from you. Hi, AA. Just driving back to Cheshire after visiting our daughter in beautiful Angus. That's going to be quite a drive. Where the sun is shining brightly and the daffodils are aplenty. Well, how very lovely, and what wonderful changing scenes you're going to see. On your way south, it's lovely to hear from you, and drive safely. Now, the first clue in this week's Famous Five is coming. Yes, very shortly, just after this Weber. This is his invitation to the dance on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Weber's Invitation to the Dance, played for us by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Herbert von Karajan was our conductor. Well, it is seconds away from 10:30. In fact, there it is, on the dot. Time for the first clue in this week's Famous Five. Here it comes. A comfortable seat for the uncommitted, passing on things that are hot. Then lunge, feint, parry, riposte, and mark out the edge of your plot. Here it is again. A comfortable seat for the uncommitted, passing on things that are hot. Then lunge, feint, parry, riposte, and mark out the edge of your plot. There we are. I shall reveal the answer before 11.
Thank you.
from James Horner's score to the film Apollo 13. That was a piece called The Launch, played for us by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Joel McNeely. Now, tons of people getting in touch on today's clue. Morning AA Jan in sunny Cheshire here, chilling with a crossword with an ear on the music. You're absolutely right, Jan. Morning AA, the tulips are looking glorious under blue skies in Hackney, says Lisa. And Lisa, you're also completely right on today's clue. Dennis in Malden, likewise. Good morning AA. I did not fare well with last week's Famous Five, but hopefully off to a better start this week. Absolutely. Off to the races, Dennis. Now to Mendelssohn, who gave the first performance of his Piano Concerto No. 1 himself. It was in Munich, with a second performance very shortly afterwards in London, which is also where the score was published. He played it many times in the course of his short piano-playing career, and it was always received warmly by public and press alike. Here is the slow movement. just listen to those lovely lush tones. Lang Lang with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Daniel Barenboim conducting. And that was the slow movement of Mendelssohn's Piano Concerto No. 1. Colin from sunny Chester, Sue in sunny Kent, Sarah, Birmingham, all of you, absolutely right on today's clue. Another one coming in, Angela in Worthing. Marvellous, terrific. Scored a bullseye, each and every one. Well, I shall reveal the answer after this, Carl Jenkins. This is the Benedictus from his Armed Man Mass. the Benedictus from Carl Jenkins, the Armed Man. Guy Johnston was the cellist there. And we heard the National Youth Choir with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Carl Jenkins himself was the conductor. Well, how did you get on with today's Famous Five? A comfortable seat for the uncommitted, passing on things that are hot. Then lunge, feint, parry, riposte, and mark at the edge of your plot. Well, the answer I was looking for was fence. There we are. Yes, fence. We shall play again tomorrow at 10:30, if you like. I shall see you then. Oh, well, don't go anywhere, because I'm going to be kicking off the next hour with Walton's Crown Imperial. And we shall be enjoying the first crack from another corking album of the week in moments on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The following message is brought to you by Airbnb.
Italy or Spain? That's a big decision I've got to make before our long-awaited family holiday in the summer. Of course, the weather should be gorgeous in both, but top of my list is lots of water activities to keep the children happy so I can simply relax and read a book. And while I'm away, I'm thinking about hosting my own home on Airbnb. In the past, when I've been busy travelling for work, I didn't always have the extra help to make hosting work. But now, with the new co-host network, it's easier than ever to get started. From managing reservations and handling the day-to-day tasks to welcoming guests, a co-host on Airbnb can do it all for you, which means I can fully relax and focus on turning the pages of my gripping beach read. Knowing your home and your guests are being looked after while you're away is a huge plus. Find a co-host at airbnb.co.uk/host.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and Which? Recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats, and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Do you ever feel like getting back under your duvet in the middle of the day? Ferroglobin is a great-tasting liquid formula with iron, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue and normal formation of haemoglobin. Ferroglobin from Vitabiotics at Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Subway knows you love a good deal. So say hello to Sub Yay. Deals that will make you go, yay. Like 10% off your whole order, getting a meal deal upgrade, or buy one, get one free on a 6-inch. That's Sub Yay. Get a fresh deal every week exclusively on the Subway app. Subway, 60 years fresher than ever. See the Subway app for specific offer availability and T's and C's. Freshly prepared per order.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, stock markets in Asia and Europe have fallen sharply in response to President Trump's sweeping new import tariffs. The Nikkei in Japan closed down nearly 8%, while stocks in Hong Kong fell more than 13%. In London, the FTSE 100 was down nearly 6% shortly after opening this morning. Christian May is editor-in-chief at City AM.
It's not pretty out there. Across Asia, Singapore, Thailand, South Korea,
China, Hong Kong, the markets have plummeted. Now, that is partly a continuation of what happened last week when around $5 trillion were wiped off global stock markets. What's happening is they're now adjusting and adapting to the expectations of how these tariffs are going to play out.
Ministers have promised bold changes to support the British car industry through the tariffs turmoil. A ban on new petrol and diesel vehicles will come in from 2030, but the rules around electric car quotas will be relaxed. Negotiators are to hold fresh talks as the Birmingham bin strike enters a fourth week. A major incident was declared last Monday because of the thousands of tonnes of uncollected waste.